We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KMX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Chris Sedens. It is our top local story now. For the first time in 25 years, LA County's fleet of Metro buses will likely undergo a massive change to where they travel. And how often?
Would you at least entertain the idea of taking a Metro bus regularly for mass transit if it could get you to where you're going more quickly?
What we're trying to do is to speed up the service, offer more frequent service, see if we can't eliminate some that are not being used as much as other stops.
That's Metro's Rick Jaggery. He tells KNX next month the agency will release a plan to shift their fleet of buses to more closely match new research.
Cell phone pinging or data tracks the movement of people in and around the LA County area. That aided us in coming up with this plan.
It's data purchased from the cell phone companies. He says one goal is to keep wait times at bus stops to 10 minutes or less. Also put more buses on the more popular routes. They'll explain the changes at a series of community meetings. Also unveil a website where people can plan how they would use Metro buses and see if it would save time. Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
An investigation now underway after a woman died while in custody at L.A. police station. Officials say the woman, who was about 50 years old, was pronounced dead after she was found unresponsive in the basement of the jail at the 77th Street station. She had earlier complained of some pain. Her identity has not been released, and it is not clear how long she had been in custody or why. Two teenage boys are recovering this morning from serious injuries after being hit by a car earlier today in Long Beach. Happened this morning on Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue and 15th Street near Polytechnic High School, but authorities say they're not sure if the two are students there. The driver remained at the scene, cooperated with authorities. The Trump administration is offering L.A. a number of resources to help deal with the homeless crisis on our streets. But if L.A. officials want that help, they may have to jump through a couple of hoops.
The president has slammed L.A. over the homeless problem, and the feds have even threatened a crackdown. But according to the Times, HUD Secretary Ben Carson told L.A.'s mayor that they can offer substantial help with some strings attached, like cutting red tape to build more affordable housing more quickly and giving police more power in dealing with the homeless. L.A. City Councilman Joe Buscaino notes, the courts have said you cannot remove the homeless from the streets unless you have somewhere to put them. But he supports both ideas, to speed up housing construction and to give police more power.
There are quality of life concerns and issues that are facing this region with individuals who refuse shelter and refuse help.
But he says something has to be done about the mental health crisis and the addiction crisis too, or else they're just pouring money down the drain.
Needing longer-term care for these individuals who are not in the right frame of mind to get the help that they need and deserve, then we're not going to solve this crisis in our state.
The feds say they can offer everything from emergency health care to federal land, but city officials will have to sign off on the conditions. John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Police in Ontario say they've detained a man in connection to a shooting that left two men dead and another person hurt. Officer Alicia Guerrero tells KNX the two men were found at an apartment complex. This was on East 4th Street.
A couple hours later, we also received information of a third male with gunshot wounds at a local hospital. He was later contacted and was involved in the earlier incident. There was a fourth male at the same local hospital that was uninjured. He currently is detained and being interviewed regarding his involvement in this incident.
He says police are not looking for anyone else in this case. Guerrero says it's unclear at this point what led to the shooting and what the relationship is between the people who were involved. A former Upland police officer has been arrested on suspicion of sexual assault. Joshua Duarte was on a probationary officer's standpoint, booked by Pomona police over the weekend. Upland police spokesman says the alleged assault happened while Duarte was on duty. The case has been turned over to the LA County DA's office. The Democratic primary in California is too close to call, according to the latest statewide opinion poll. Survey by the Public Policy Institute shows a three-way race between Bernie Sanders at 27%, Joe Biden, 24%, and Elizabeth Warren with 23%. Pollster Mark Baldessari tells KNX that one candidate has gained on the others.
The biggest change in our survey from November is that Bernie Sanders has increased his support by 10 points. He's gone from 17% to 27%. Actually, Biden and Warren didn't change at all.
He says that Sanders has benefited from support from younger voters in California and from stressing the issue of climate change. The primary is being held Super Tuesday here in California. That is March 3rd.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM News Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.